This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. Central Italy's magnitude 6.2 earthquake left thousands of people homeless who are now in need of basic necessities such as food and a roof over their heads. The country's civil protection agency has set up camps with tents for those who lost everything, and aid agencies have been providing food and counselling services to survivors. One of the agencies on the front line of relief efforts is Caritas Italy. I spoke to Caritas worker Antonina Cibattoni, who is in Ascoli Piceno, one of the diocese worst hit by the earthquake.
We personally cannot go in the places or in the area where there was the earthquake. Now our volunteers, they're just going and coming, saying to us what they need. We provide for 2 days. When the camp was not ready, we provide with sandwiches, hot drinks, water, waiting for the other things that the people are sending. We are not really allowed, the Caritas is not allowed to stay in the camp in this moment, but we are coming in touch with the government, with the central integration place for the help. And to provide, now in this moment we are providing things for the people that are there near the coffin in the mortuary of Ascoli Piceno. It is, I can say, a 360-degree kind of help, moral support, food support. Just we are here waiting to help the people in any way we can do it.
Obviously, many people lost their homes, so they're now based in tents. Is that right?
Yes, it is right. The problem is that we don't really know how many people are going to stay in the camp, because that places are in winter. They are not very crowded. They are crowded in summer when the people come from holiday. From Rome, from Rieti, from all over Italy, and sometimes even from abroad. We, in the tragedy of the earthquake, we were lucky that it wasn't around the 15th of August, because around the 15th of August, these places are full of tourists. But, you know, our holiday finished around 16, 17, so many people went back to their home. Now we don't know really how many people are going to stay, how many people are tourists, or how many people are just here waiting for the funeral that is going to be tomorrow, but we don't know yet at what time. So what we know that the tents in the camp weren't completely full. A lot of people are still afraid, slept in their cars. A lot of people went back, as I just say, to their houses, normal houses, the other city. We don't really know how many people are going to be to stay in the tent yet. We're waiting after the funeral and to see the real situation.
I imagine, Antonina, that people are afraid because there have been further aftershocks, further tremors, smaller tremors.
Yes, first person, I am still afraid, because in Ascoli we felt it very, very strong. I am in the welcome house with the refugees, and they were very afraid. For them was the first time to feel something like that. We slept in the garden. And until now, I can feel what the people there are feeling. The ground is still moving. Even the people that are trying to take out the corpse from the ruins are in danger.
Just one final question, Antonina, and I'll let you go. Just from your point of view, from what you have seen, the devastation, it must be worse than any picture, worse than any photo, worse than any television image, to see it up close.
It is not only the environment, the buildings, is the people. They look in the people, the eyes of the people, The people that lost everything, the people that lost the family, it is something that can never be canceled from my eyes and from my heart.